Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as a top or kernels in his feet. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name's Doug. You knew that. I love movies. You knew that as well. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Comedy Attic. It's right there for me to read. I don't even need this piece of paper. In Bloomington, Bloomies, Indiana, on Saturday, May 20th, 2 Oceans 12, at 4:20-ish. Since last I spoke and you listened, I got drunk. Now it's time for... It is already? Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Audience edition. Let me ask this guy, do I have enough? I don't. Lean into it, sir. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite?
Yeah, lean into it.
Recently I saw The Avengers.
Is your favorite? So like if you saw Dark Shadows yesterday, then that'd be your favorite. Easily susceptible. Okay, fair enough. Let's go over here. How about you?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine. Okay, creep. No, that is an awesome movie. That really is. It's kind of a weird choice for absolute favorite. So any reason for that? Or do you have like a pageant background? Were you up for Little Miss Sunshine at some point and didn't get it? Had a sex change? Saw the movie, came a lifetime favorite. You don't have to answer. You know why? Because you're not answering. Watch The Avengers, not Little Miss Sunshine. But Little Miss Sunshine is sexier. This has been Watch This, Not That. Hey, all my friends in Bloomington. That's you guys. Hi. Pete Holmes is going to be here recording his podcast, You Made It Weird, on June 1st, right? Right here in the Comedy Attic. Yeah. Please fill the place. Do me a favor. Fill the place like you did today, but with yourselves once again. But spend the entire time from the audience screaming, Denver, yeah! See how he likes it while he's trying to do a show. What does this say? I can't even read this part. Oh, the next road recordings of Doug Loves Movies are going to occur on May 28th at Zanies in Nashville, June 9th at the Comedy Factory in Baltimore, Maryland, and June 11th in New York City. Oh no, that one sold out, so we added one on July 2nd And those are both at the Gramercy Theater. Are any of you guys here today going to Bonnaroo this year? Any Bonnaroo people? It's so funny how people in Tennessee are like, fuck Bonnaroo. You're not even in Tennessee. Why did I say that? Planning for the Nashville show next weekend. It's going to be great when I say it there. Can't wait to get to the state of Nashville. I can't believe I was so surprised that only three of you are going all the way to Tennessee to go to Bonnaroo. But you guys are going. Oh, we already talked about it yesterday, didn't we? All right. This is a wasted announcement. There was a guy I met at the show yesterday. He said he's going to come see Crank 2 High Voltage on Thursday. But, of course, he also still has the option of coming on Friday to see Rambo, two movie interruptions I'm going to be doing in the cinema tent at Bonnaroo this year. The Levacs are here. Where are Jeff and Tom at? Where are you guys?
Over here.
Over there. You may know them as the winners of last winter's fake trailer contest. They made that awesome Santa Size Me trailer. That was a shot-for-shot remake of Girl with Dragon Tattoo trailer. Not the movie. Oh my, Santa's being anally raped. So thank you guys for coming in. They came in from Cincinnati to see this today, the great state of Cincinnati. And a new fake trailer contest is coming soon. And those guys are eligible, so everybody's going to have to step up their game. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies, @books_not_wooks, whatever that means, books not wooks, tweeted, was excited for Dark Shadows until I saw who's in it, who directed it, what it's based on, and how shitty it looks. And then the last two words of the tweet, neat title. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Let's look at the prize bags, plural. An embarrassment of riches for you guys, for somebody to win today. We got some posters, which, if I recall correctly, are for East. Two of them are for Eastbound and Down, the great HBO series, and the third one's for something else. And we'll have to ask him when he gets out here. And then this bag says that all this stuff in this bag, most of it, is from Landlocked Music, a record store right here. Right down the block from the Comedy Attic, so go by there if you like this sort of stuff. A vinyl album of Richard Pryor, Outrageous, was contributed by Landlocked Music. So that's pretty neat. And then I think a t-shirt, and then there's another t-shirt for something else. Wait a second. Did somebody really give me just a blank t-shirt? It's not even a t-shirt. It's kind of a... Yeah, it's... The sleeves are kind of long, and there's nothing on it. What a weirdo. That's not from Landlocked Music, though. There's a Landlocked Music t-shirt. Now, that's got something on it. It's got a nice, what do you call those things? Lighthouse. All right, so that's all in the Landlocked bag. A shirt with nothing on it. Richard Pryor, and some posters, two of which I know what they are, and the third I've already forgotten. All right, so this is an embarrassing part, putting it all back in the bag. It's taking too long. I'll mess around with that later in the show. Then the bag I brought from my friend in Chicago, the comic book guy that made bags that say Doug Loves Movies prize bag, and it's got the famous picture of me with a huge gunt. And I should plug his comic book again one more time because I brought that too. It's called Trouble Club, and it's an improvised comic with lots of different artists from, I assume they're all in the Chicago area, but they might be elsewhere. One of the guests today brought several DVDs, Total Recall, the Schwarzenegger movie that's going to now be a Colin Farrell movie, and a four-pack of all the first four Police Academy movies. Probably remake those again at some point, and then also a copy of Serenity. So those are all there. Less applause for that. and also, I brought, just because I had it, and I probably won't watch it, but I think it's a great movie, Jackass 3.5. You know, once you've seen it in 3D, it's like, why bother to watch it that way? My CD, a Freak Dance sticker, Freak Dance from Matt Besser and the folks at UCB. Love them. And a shirt from House Bar. I went to House Bar last night, and they gave me a shirt. And I think also in here is a House Bar shot glass. And, oh, and from my friends at Silver Surfer Vaporizers, a t-shirt that says that on it. You don't want to wear that walking down the street. Oh, and also something to put your, valuable things in that you, things that you have that are of value and are very small and need an airtight seal on the top. Oh, and these things. I'll show you what this does in a second, but there's one of these in here. Wow, what, this is maybe best prize bags of all time. These are pretty amazing. So not that the guests are going to be that big of a surprise to people that frequent this club or were here yesterday, but nonetheless, please welcome to the stage Jared Thompson, David Huntsberger, and John Casale. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Have an entire cake.
Oh, yeah. So a guy came up to me yesterday. He brought a cake for his name tag. I think his name is Logan.
Yep. He wrote
is he here
there.
Today? No. He came up to me after the show. I was like, here, have this cake. And then I said, we're going to give it away tomorrow. So whoever wins today also gets a cake.
Most of the top of the cake is on the top of the... Where clear, it's clear evidence that this thing was mishandled.
It was originally $20.49, and Logan bought a cake that was $7.79 on clearance.
Manager's special, meaning molds soon.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to put that.
I'm comfortable here.
Maybe you should just...
This is fine.
Do you want to just throw it into the crowd,
yeah,
see what happens?
Who wants this cake?
You or know. Here, throw it against the new Comedy Attic sign. I want to destroy that sign. But just put it down there like, yeah, she'll watch it for you.
Okay. There you go. Well, I'll...
Oh, wait. Her name tag says cake eater, so maybe...
I brought
shouldn't have put it
CDs
near her.
For the prize bag, too.
Oh, yeah, CDs. You forgot to give me those backstage. Yep. Hello, Robot and Humaniman is.
You're too close.
I'm having a coughing fit all of a sudden. I don't know why. Now, Jared Thompson, owner, proprietor, so those are the right words, of Comedy Attic. You talk in your microphone. I know you're not
yes.
a professional. And you brought another thing out for the prize bag. This is the most insane prize bag.
This is a $20 gift card to Brown County Winery with a VIP tour with Jonas. Very exciting.
Yeah, Brown County Winery, where their slogan is, if it's brown, wash it down. That lost them a lot of business.
Do they let the yellow mellow?
Yeah, of course they do.
And that just goes hand in hand.
Yeah, just do everything in your life so that it rhymes. That's the important thing. And this was given to me, a guy in Chicago. People in Chicago give me lots of cool stuff. Gave me, have you guys seen confetti poppers? It's this thing where you blow it up, and it gets like that, and then when you pop it...
you get it in
I
your drink.
I should have saved that for when somebody won the game or something. Yeah, and it all went in my drink, so that's great. Can I get another vodka and confetti up here? Oh, that's fun.
I just thought it was a club drug for gay confetti. I mean...
John Casale comes up to the plate, you guys. He's our winner from yesterday. He came up on stage and took David Huntsberger down in one round. And, of course, some of you may have... bit you are here, a lot of you, and then some of you may have heard it because it's already on the internet today. The audio of you just soundly defeating David Huntsberger.
Yeah, it was a beating. And yeah. He had a Professor Blastoff name tag, so it was at my own doing that I...
Yeah, you picked.
I cut
that's
off my
like,
own head.
Yeah, does that happen like in boxing? It's like, I want that guy to beat my ass. I want that guy to take the title from me. It's my decision.
Guy in a Hawaiian shirt with a Professor Blastoff logo? Yeah, it's the equivalent of picking a boxing guy that's just 40 pounds heavier, shredded, third arm.
Is that like the third titty from Total Recall?
Yeah.
Okay, so, John, let me just ask you a quick couple questions. First of all, can you believe you're sitting up here with a club owner and two comics?
Is
this the most exciting thing that could possibly happen?
It is, at least today.
What do you do for a living?
Actually, court administration.
Why do you laugh after you say it? Because you spend all day just thinking about movies and...
But more or less. Actually, yeah. If you'd asked me a week ago, it would have been shiftless layabout, but start on Monday, so...
You just got a job?
Just got a job.
And this is our chance for us to help you lose the job?
Yes, it is.
Because that was so much fun smoking reefer with you after the show yesterday. When you won, we got so fucking high. And he was like, women are stupid. I forget what you said about black people, but... You didn't call him stupid. That would be ridiculous. Well, good luck with your new gig, and I'm sorry that I lost it for you already. What happened? Oh, I was joking confetti. Around about wanting... And they put confetti in this one, too. I can't believe. No, there wasn't that. I'll drink a drink with confetti in it. I didn't need a new one, but that's how... You got a great staff here. What's your name again, Jared?
Doug That's Benson, true. Man's man. I'll drink a drink with
Why
confetti.
Why don't you call it Jared's the Comedy Attic? That'd be awesome. Since we're talking to you right now, you got a club and a seven-year-old.
Two.
Yeah, two. You know, so you say. And seems like forever ago. But do you get out to the movies at all with all your responsibilities?
Sure, absolutely. I usually have to go when my wife, and he are asleep. But yes, I've been to a few movies lately, if that's what you mean.
yeah, that's what I was getting at.
All right.
Usually dudes with kids and, you know, in busy careers come on my show, and they just either haven't seen anything or they've seen, you know, Megamind 50 times.
Well, Doug, my passion for movies runs deep.
What is your kid like so far?
He sat through The Muppets, which was very exciting. He loves The Muppets movie, the new one and the original. And, of course, he's really into Monsters, Inc. right now, and all three of the Toy Story movies. He has good taste also.
Yeah, well, you're also not letting him watch shit,
no,
probably.
No way.
You're forcing your taste on him, and so far it's working out. Weren't you telling me there was something he didn't want to sit through?
He's refused a few things. Like, we tried. I mean, there's stuff like that he's just not ready for, like WALL-E. That's got just, you know, there's no ways.
Why would you even try? It's never too early to learn about cockroaches and the destruction of the earth, little boy.
he's pretty good. He's a good kid.
All right. So far. We'll see. Terrible twos. And so what movies as an adult have you snuck off to enjoy?
Well, this week I saw The Dictator, which I liked a lot.
Yeah?
I did. That was very funny.
That's good to hear something positive about it, because the reviews have been kind of mixed, and I don't get it. I like when he makes fun of people that don't know they're being made fun of.
It was 75% as good as Borat. I'll say that.
You know, I love the way you come up with these figures.
That's fine.
You have a theory that Dan Telfer shared with me.
Oh, shit.
And I kind of agree with it, that every movie could be 30 minutes shorter.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. Actually, I would be okay with it to get rid of the movies that are too long if every movie was 30 minutes shorter, if that makes sense. And it did not make sense. That's fine.
Yeah, but what is that supposed to mean?
You know, like a give and take, Doug. You know what I'm talking about.
So you would shorten up.
Dude, if you're going to try to pay me in weed, I'm going to be very...
No,
is this
but like,
your way of telling me that I'm going to have to pay for that PB&J I just ate?
Like, the Fantastic Mr. Fox was not 30 minutes too long. So it's not every movie, but it's
so
pretty rampant.
Movies that are 90 minutes long aren't 30 minutes too long, because
right.
then they'd be an hour and that would be a TV special or something.
Right,
but
right.
Movies
exactly.
that are 2 hours long
right. like
or
the
longer
Avengers was simply too
could
long.
Always have a half hour cut out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. But there's something about a big action movie or a drama or something. Like, can you imagine like a 90-minute Schindler's List? Yeah, come on, move it along. We get it. But I agree with you. It didn't need to be 3 hours long.
Right, right.
For sure. Same with Titanic. Just yeah, like Titanic should just be like, we hit an iceberg. You know,
really?
Instead of all that other stuff that happens, and the parts where the old lady at the beginning and the end and throwing the jewel into the water like a fool, like a goddamn fool. I could live without those parts.
Really, anything that was two tapes when there was VHS, it was just like, all right, the second tape's a little unnecessary. But
what? People here remember two tapes.
Yeah.
Wow, college really is out for the year, isn't it? The Cutters have the run of the place for the next 3 months. Let's see what else. So, David Huntsberger is here, everybody. And,
hello. Hey, thanks.
And we've just did a show together 2 days ago, so I don't think you've snuck in any movies since then.
One day.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me, you were trying to say that I should watch it.
You said you'd eliminated it from your life, and I said, there are worse movies. Like, I don't feel like it warrants complete elimination from your life. It's at least we're seeing and going, yeah, that sucked.
I can't, the Anne Hathaway doing an English accent the whole movie, I can't.
She's a good actress, though.
She probably does it perfectly. It's probably impeccable. But it's still that American face actress that I know going, hey, what's going on? How you doing? Or whatever the fuck. It just seems fake. You know, even when they're good at it, I didn't think that Renee Zellweger, I didn't buy that. I didn't buy whenever Gwyneth Paltrow does it. When Madonna does it, I don't get it.
Maybe that's more of a
thing. Because that's on the Today Show.
But you just have a problem with people talking in different accents.
It's weird, though, because I never have a problem with Meryl Streep. There's something about the extra craft that goes beyond of creating a character instead of just having the proper accent.
Yeah.
And I don't think...
How do you feel when it goes the other way when, like, British actors have a pretty good American accent?
It's amazing! It makes me wonder, why don't they just lose their fucking accent all the time?
Just quit being so British.
Like, why is Hugh Laurie going on talk shows and being all British-y when he... We know he's house. We know he's a big faker. But yeah, I'm always impressed. Like, all the way back to, like...
I missed a golden opportunity to say no one is house.
All the way back to Bob Hoskins in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I thought he was amazing in that with his, American accent. And, but... What? Why are you laughing at that? I like that. Okay, I think we covered all the... Have you been to the movies lately, John?
Actually, I saw Avengers this morning in preparation for the podcast.
Oh, so you had not seen it yet?
I had not seen it yet.
And had all the kind of hype and talk about it and things you'd heard about it kind of ruin it, or did you still go in fresh enough?
Honestly, I went in fresh enough and enjoyed it, although for an action movie, you could feel every single minute of that running time.
I'm telling you.
It was over long.
I only need to hear about the Tesseract once. And then they can move on, you know? Like, what's in that box? A Tesseract. Okay, good. Good to know. And, and it's just... I gotta see it again, because I was so disappointed by it, and people love it. And so now I feel like I'm missing out on something, but I gotta go, give it another try. But I still, even after watching it again, will say, why isn't Scarlett Johansson kicking the shit out of people constantly?
Why does she have
a great action scene, hand-to-hand combat, at the very beginning of the movie, and then never does it again, or kind of does it at the end, but the aliens are too big to have hand-to-hand combat with, unless you're the Hulk.
What's a weird combination that this, like, elite fighting squad has a Hulk and then a girl who knows karate? Those are just like on a spectrum. That's...
And a guy is good with arrows.
Yeah, she's a girl that knows karate with red hair. That's a very important distinction.
Yeah, and she's also got a pass that they keep hinting at. And it's like, what does she do?
She cuts to the front of lines? That sort of pass?
Something. She does. She did something in her earlier life that she's very ashamed of.
Oh, a past.
You think I said?
A pass. Like, she could just go to Disneyland, like, got this pass. Oh, right. And then just on she goes.
I'm pretty sure that skin-tight jumpsuit she wears does work as a pass for any place she wants to go. All right, so Avengers, One Day, and what was yours?
The Dictator.
Dictator.
The Dictator.
And you guys all recommend all of those movies.
With you guys and your lack of patience and a strict no-two-tape policy...
How do you feel about like old movies where they did take their time and really like set up stuff? And everyone always raves about, oh, back in the golden age of film, and they would create a moment. And now there's just, you need nonstop just stimulus.
No, but that's the thing, is I worried, and I was correct about the Avengers, that it would be too Transformers-y, which is my way of saying too much action and not enough like just stuff that's interesting. Or also action where that guy almost got crushed by an entire building. Good thing he stepped out of the way in time. Like everything the Avengers do, at any point, any of them could get smashed like a bug, and then we'd be like, oh shit, we just lost an Avenger. If that battle was really happening. But since it's a fake movie, everybody survives except for some character they introduced 2 seconds before they kill him. I'm not saying that happens.
Can we not lose one of the Avengers? Is this like a thing that's already written that they already know
what's
happening?
How could they get rid of any of them?
I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
That's,
like if all of a sudden I need Jameson. Jameson, can they die? They can die? Oh shit. Well, they should have died then. One of them should have died and I would have been, you know.
Why did you just go Jameson? Like, do you have a butler that reads comic books?
No, but he wears a Green Lantern shirt. He's going to know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let me ask you about Stephen King Overlook Hotel shirt. Where is that hotel? Where is it in the book? Where is it in the movie? And where is it in real life? Go.
Colorado, Colorado, and Colorado.
I think the movie's in Maine or something, isn't it?
No, it's in Colorado.
I mean the book.
Oh.
Aren't all Stephen King things in Maine?
I think most of them are. I don't know the answer, actually. Which is going to be a recurring theme for the evening, is that I don't know the answer. So.
No, it's not, and it's the afternoon.
Shit. So wrong again.
Shit.
All right, I gotta ask the question. Does anybody hunger for games? Yeah! First I'd like to play a recent addition to the show that I'm very excited about because I'm the best player of it in the world.
Not for long.
Oh, Johnny C steps up to the plate again. It's called ABCD's Nuts.
I thought the game would be sweating profusely because then I was going to side with John. He's probably much better. Do you need a towel? No. You look. I feel bad for you, buddy.
You know, David, this isn't the time on this hot stage on this hot Sunday afternoon, sitting next to the three of us, is no time to start bragging about how you're going to sweat less.
It's my one skill. Fucking so good at not sweating.
You said sitting next to us like that was making him hot, like making him sweat.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you are very attractive, but, you know.
I thought it meant that
it's like three potatoes and a french fry up here. All just cooking under the lights. But anyway, if you get a chance to catch David Huntsberger's stand-up, it's terrific. He doesn't sweat at all.
Zero sweating in this, I vow. Every show.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it with that material, but he... he manages to never... You'll never see him sweat. He balms calmly.
Hey, shut up, you guys. Hey, everybody, I'm David Huntsberger. Worst impression.
Well, I think it's pretty accurate. I want a Green Lantern shirt.
Okay, so let's play ABC These Nuts. Now, should I play or should I sit this one out?
Play.
All right, I'm in. but I can't start because I already know what the first letter is going to be. Because we're not going to start with A.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Great.
We'll start with Jared will go first, and then David, and then John, and then me. And we'll start with the letter L. So.
Just any movie that starts with L.
Oh, you don't know this game?
I don't.
What it is we go around, you know, in order, and the next person has to do the next letter of the alphabet.
Right.
And it can't be a movie that starts with the letter the unless it's the letter T. Right. So that makes it extra difficult. And you have to start by naming any movie that begins with the letter L. Okay. And it's a speed game. Right. So do it right now.
Lost in Translation.
Yeah. Bam!
Men at Work.
Nobody's Fool.
Oh.
Persepolis.
Whoa, I don't know if you pronounced that right.
Quigley Down Under.
John has a nice Quigley Down Under. That's what I call.
You don't know the half of it.
What? Does the Quigley match the drapes? Or what? Does the curtain match the Quigley? I don't know the expression. Okay, so R to you, John.
Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, okay. And I'll go Straw Dogs. You get the precious T. You could just say any movie that begins with the, if right. you want.
Oh, yeah. The Ten Commandments.
Why'd you look at me aggressively?
And why did he also...
The Ten Commandments.
Deal with this. Sir. Sir, please.
It's T. You're next.
I'm going to go Under Siege 2, Dark Territory. Skipped right to the sequel.
V for Vendetta.
What's that make it me? What am I? V? W? Waterworld.
X-Men Origins.
Nice.
That's a thing? That's a thing.
Does right? it have to be the whole title, though?
Am I being
Which one was with? X-Men Origins?
Well, I'm not going to say if he doesn't know.
No, but is that...
Well, it's the newest one, isn't it?
No.
All right, then X-Men Origins. It's not the newest one.
But I don't think there is one called X-Men Origins, is there?
It's a partial title.
It's subtitle of Wolverine, so you're out.
Shit! I could have just said X-Men. I tried to get cute.
I know.
And I thought it was the new one, which I liked.
I watched you get cute.
So it
was adorable.
So is X to me now, or can I just skip to Y?
No, you gotta do X.
Dang it. X.
How hard could it be? Why to you, John?
You've Got Mail.
Okay. I get Z, so I'll go with Zoolander.
Alpha Dog.
Obvious one. Huh?
Alpha Dog.
Oh, you're going back to A?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the idea? Went ahead and I guessed ahead.
B, John.
Big Business.
I don't know why people are laughing at that. I'll go with Cutter's Way. Cutters?
I'm going with Dawn of the Dead.
Eat it, John. 3, 2, 1.
End of the World?
What?
You mean to look it up?
No, don't.
Okay.
He's out. I mean, I'm sure there's... I think there's a movie that has End of the World in the end of the title, sure. But I don't think it begins with End of the World. So, sorry, dude. Eraserhead.
Funny Farm.
Go. H.
House Party.
I, Robot. J.
Jaws.
Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass!
Lost at Sea.
Lost at Sea?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
So, Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
That's called Lost at Sea?
I think.
Out to Sea.
No, they're wrong.
Out to Sea, I win!
Damn it!
I will always win!
Why did I do Lost in Translation? I'm the worst. Ah!
Because that came up already on the L's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In fact, you did it.
Got to do a new one.
No, I did.
No, it was he did it. Okay. Yeah, but that was fun. No... No pressure, you guys.
John, you
it doesn't
shot,
matter
you
that I
win
every time.
I was rooting for you, man.
I know, I tried.
Now, this next game actually is important. And this one you know. Build a title?
Yes.
Okay, let's play some Build a Title. The winner of this game is going to be going first in the Leonard Maltin game, and that's what you really want. That's what you really want to do. You want to get control early. In the Leonard Maltin game. So.
There's no movie called Lost at Sea? Seems like they gotta make that. So much suspense just right in the title.
I think there's a movie.
Could have done Ladybugs, Lady Killers.
She's gonna sit here and rub it in all day.
wonder if the second runner-up in the Miss America pageant also does that to the first runner-up.
I don't know. Lady Sings the Blues.
You know, your teeth could be a little smaller. You know, I mean, your
did
hair.
You tape? Did you use Vaseline? Low down, dirty shame.
Love and other drugs.
Lucky lady. Lindbergh baby. That's not a movie. It should be though.
I'm only.
All right, Dave. You lasted the longest in the in that, so we'll let you go first and build a title.
Great.
And then we'll go to John and then to Jared and your first title suggested by Brack the Man. B-R-A-K, the man on Twitter, suggested Air Bud. So you need something that ends in air or
Con Air Bud.
Okay. John, you need something that ends in con or begins with bud. This is going to be tough.
It really is.
I can think of one for bud, but I can't... Not able to think of something for con. It's gonna be a tough one. You got anything? You should be thinking ahead, Jared.
Believe me, I am, but not helping.
Come on.
Air Bud 2, Golden Retrievers. I'm not kidding.
Retrievers, plural?
Yep, wasn't it?
Receiver, dummy. It's a football instead of a basketball. I just met him yesterday. I'm calling him dummy. You fucking idiot. That was a great try, though. Yeah, very smart. I got to look that movie up now. I just for no other reason than to see what Leonard Maltin thought of it. Because I bet you he didn't like it.
Air. He watches Air Bud 2 Golden Receivers?
He's more likely to watch that than a horror movie. He's not big on horror movies. Yeah, Air Bud Golden Receiver. 2.5 stars from Leonard. Title Canine catches pigskins rather than shoots hoops. As I said less eloquently a moment ago. He and the young owner join the school football team. Plus, a pair of Boris and Natasha-like villains plot to abduct the pooch for their traveling circus. Who played those parts? Nora Dunn, I guess, was one of them. And Tim Conway was in it. All right, back to you, Jared.
David Huntsberger is the winner, everybody.
Oh, really?
I just can't think of anything.
Oh, okay. I had Air Buddy System.
I had Air Buddy Holly.
Oh.
It was the Buddy Holly story.
Yeah, but that would still work, Buddy Holly story.
All right, I'm saying the Buddy Holly story. I did that last time, sorry.
Okay, everybody. So David wins the point.
Yes.
And this time we'll start with Jared and go to John. Jared, you get to start with the title suggested by, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Careda, C-R-A-E-D-A, and the title is Smokey and the Bandit. What do you think of that? Ends in smoky, begins with band it.
Okay. Smoky. Is it allowed to just do, it. Can you just do the
You've
word?
Heard the podcast.
Okay. It, Smokey and the Bandit.
No, it's already in there, Holmes.
We can't do that.
And that was a All TV right. movie.
Okay, It Still Lives, is that a thing?
Listen, have you been taking Graham Elwood pills?
I have to say I would if they were available.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Isn't there... It Still... Come on.
It Still Lives?
Why are you looking at me? I think you know, because you know.
There was
you know
It's Alive. I remember that.
That's what I said.
Because the ad campaign was a baby bassinet and then this fucking scary claw hanging out of it. It was awesome. It's Alive, right? Yeah, what was the sequel to It's Alive? Do you know?
It's Alive Again.
It's Alive Again.
I had, can I go? Is it me?
And then the third one was called It's Alive Some More. It took place at a campfire.
You wouldn't believe this. Still Living. Number 4.
Okay, so Jared's out.
I'm going to say...
Wait, we're going to John this time, right?
Oh.
It happened last night.
Yeah, there you go. Smokey and the Bandit happened last night. Do you see how this works, Jared? He's just here for Leonard Maltin game. That's where he really excels. Oh, yeah, one night. Not last night. I mean, some shit happened to me last night, but it's not a movie yet.
So does that count then?
I think this crowd doesn't think it should count.
No,
He's one of your own. Come on, give it to him.
Give him a chance.
Come on, John.
Okay, then, David, you called this. You brought this upon yourself.
Yes.
So now, Smokey and the Bandit happened one night.
There's a movie starring my friend Kjell Bjorgen. It's worse than The Room. It's one of the... And it's called Night Creep. Can we use that? It's an actual movie. I've seen it. It's hideous.
Let me look it up.
It might not be on there. If it's not, I have a backup one, but I'd like to use Night Creep.
I'd like to hear your backup one.
Damn you. Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, okay. That's perfectly good. Why? You just want to get Night Creep in there to get mention your friend Kjell Snorgen?
Get it a little. Yeah, get it out there.
Schnell Snorgen? What's his name?
Kjell Bjorgen. Snim
Snorgen?
Snim Snorgen.
Did you ever go snorkeling with Bjorgen again? Okay, so wait, what did you go with it said? Night at the Roxbury. Okay.
Yeah.
And Jared remains out. What do you got now, John? Smokey and the Bandit happened one night at the Roxbury.
Buried Alive?
Night at the Rox buried alive. I like it. David?
Damn it. Alive.
I know. He wouldn't have been able to do anything with creep. He would have had to, like, add the word show to it.
Exactly. You could have just done Night of the Creeps and still would have worked.
Oh, now you're showing off?
Yeah, wait.
I fought for you. You're up here. How dare you?
I fought for you and I died for you.
Buried Alive.
What do you got?
Alive.
Yeah, you know how I like dead. Don't like dead air, so just keep making that noise.
Is there a movie called Gunsmoke?
The guy behind me. It's a TV show.
No, it's a TV. They didn't.
Oh, really?
Up in Smoke.
Hey.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Jesus.
I should throw you both have screwed up on this one, so that I won't throw either of you out. We'll keep going. John,
Alive and Kicking.
Oh yeah. Alive and Kicking. Up in Smoking the Bandit happened one night at the Rocks buried alive and kicking. David?
Kicking and Screaming.
Uh-huh. Up and Smoking the Bandit happened one night at the Rocks buried alive and kicking and screaming.
He's literally writing this down as he goes here, Doug is. It's really happening.
You thought he just spoke out loud to himself like that normally?
You think I could just remember all of that shit? Somebody's got to be in charge around here.
Fired Up. It's a cheerleading movie starring Eric Christian Olsen.
Oh, what shelf of your library is that one on? Okay, Fired Up and Smokey and the Bandit happened one night at the Rocks, buried alive and kicking and screaming. David? You can do it.
I can?
No.
Does this seem like...
Oh, I got one.
You
I
do?
Think. I think so. Yeah, I do. I got one. Right?
I don't think I have one.
Fired? Don't you have one, Jared?
Yeah, sort of.
Anything, David?
You're fired. That movie.
No, you are.
Damn it.
John wins that round. Let's hear it for John, everybody.
What'd you have there?
What's that?
I'd go with Under Fire, David. Ah. Yeah,
or Courage Under Fire.
Yeah. I always win with Courage Under Fire. Damn it.
St. Elmo's Fire. We're fucking kicking you all over the place.
Yeah.
Quest for Fire. Fire, fire, fire.
The fire.
Pants of fire. Man on fire.
Dang it.
There's a lot
Too
of
bad
fi-
they didn't a do a sequel to Liar Liar.
Yeah, if they'd have done that, you would have been great at this game.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go with Liar Liar, Pants on Fire for the win.
All right, we got to do another one.
I'm just fixing the prize bag over here. Just trying to be useful. Whoever leaves here tonight, I hope they have two arms and a friend. Because they're going to have two bags and a cake to carry out of here. Or, if you're like me, it'd be fun to go out onto Walnut and just throw that cake into the middle of the intersection. And then watch cars go through the cake. Could you get in trouble for that? I'd probably get a ticket or something, right?
If they saw you, Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least it's got somebody else's name on it.
Right. Is it a used happy birthday cake? Is that what it is?
I don't know, because he also, the whole part where the person's name would be written on there got smushed because he says he dropped it on his way here. Okay. Is this show still happening? Okay, so the next one, we'll start with Jared and go to David. And this one is suggested by someone called Changing My Plea. You're actually here today? That's nice. That's funny when that happens. Because I put it out to the international Twitter audience, and Changing My Plea is here in the room right now. So that gives me the opportunity to say, why Changing My Plea?
It's a Morrissey reference.
A Morrissey reference. Okay. That expression does make me want to feel. I feel like crying and being alone. So that's perfect. And your first title to start off with, Jared, is a movie called. And this is why I picked it, because this is a great one for this. Three Ninjas Kick Back.
Three Ninjas Kick Back Draft.
Yeah, they do.
It's the first one I've ever gotten when we've done this. I've missed every time, other than just now.
And yet, there's no applause for that.
It's true.
David?
Oh, God.
Three. So something that ends in three.
Or draft.
Or begins with draft. So something that ends in three. Oh, no. I think I might have thought of something. For draft.
I was thinking of...
Yeah, I have.
After the...
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Fall?
Yeah, okay. After the fall. Right? Yeah. Okay. That's what I would have said. Okay, Three Ninjas Kick Back after the fall.
Into Me.
Fall Into Me?
Yeah, Fall Into Me.
Well, who's in that?
I think that was Freddie Prinze Jr., wasn't it?
Wow.
What was it called? Down to You.
There is one similar to Fall to Me, but I'll do Men in Black 3 then.
See, right?
What I was gonna do. Well, I was gonna say Toy Story 3, but
you also we're getting a lot of this today.
Also, Men in
People are under the impression like, can you? Wouldn't it be great if you were on Jeopardy and you got a second chance after the first answer is wrong and you go, Alex? What I meant to say was.
But sometimes he'll clear it up with him. Be like, no. I mean, who is Albert Einstein? Yes.
He'll say more specific or full answer, full name or something
or
like that.
Or gonna need a completely different answer. quickly. Right.
We're gonna need you to give us a correct answer.
Right.
Okay, so John's out then. And with the fall into me thing.
So then, yeah, I'll go Toy Story 3.
Freddie Prinze. Okay, you're going Toy Story 3, Ninjas, Kick Back, Draft.
Kick Back, Drafter, the Fall, right? That's
yeah, Drafter, the Fall.
Toy. Oh, and I can't do the... Dang.
Can't do the toy.
Okay. Falling Down.
Yeah, Falling Down. Defense.
Okay, so Toy Story, do I have to do the whole thing every time?
No, I'll say it for you because I write it down.
Right. I'm very impressed is what I was trying to say. It didn't come off that way, but...
You were pointing it out because you were impressed that I was writing it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have remembered it. That's
Toy Story 3, Ninjas Kick Back, Drafter, The Falling Down.
Periscope.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yikes. David, Toy Story 3, Ninjas Kick Back, Draft, or The Falling Down, Periscope. Scope. Periscope.
Is there a movie called Tolstoy? That's right, right?
I'm going to just kick someone out of the game when they start with, is there a movie called?
But I think
it is not a guessing game.
Feel like it is a movie.
Knowing a title and saying it game.
Oh, they mean the movie Tolstoy?
Okay, you're out.
Dang it.
And who's that leave? Jared. Just Jared. Jared gets a point. We have a three-way tie. I need to drink some more of this confetti. Okay, so we'll start with you, David. We'll go to John.
Would periscope floats work? Would that have worked?
Scope floats? Only if for the rest of your life you pronounce it, hey, I'm going to go look through that periscope.
Open season would have, though.
Open water,
up,
open season.
Open. I'm really good when there's no pressure.
Yeah, that's the trick to these things. Merkin McGee. I don't know what his Twitter name is, but Merkin McGee suggested, and like I we'll start with you, David, and we'll go to John. Suggested, I know what you did last summer.
Catch.
Okay, Summer Catch. Now that does have Freddie Prinze Jr. in it.
Catch Me If You Can.
That does not have Freddie Prinze Jr. in it. What do you got, Jared? Has to begin with can or end with I?
Will you build it for me? So I can hear it. So I can stall. Please, come on.
I know what you did last summer. Catch me if you can. Summer, catch me if you can. Can.
So make that noise I was making for you there.
Or ends with.
Or something. Or
I tuned that out. I didn't even know you were doing that.
Ends with I.
You were doing like a drum roll for me?
I was, but is that, it's fine. We don't have to worry about it now. The King and I.
Oh, delightful. I was just waiting for you to come up with Cat's Eye or Red Eye, but you went King and I. Yeah. That's really good. Okay, so David, you need ends in King or begins with can.
Okay. Can.
Did someone yell pass?
Can't hold me down. I don't know.
All right, you're out. For the rest of the show, get off the stage. Step on that cake. Boot stomp that cake.
Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I'm just going to write down LOTR. ROTK. All right, so Jared, you need something that ends in Lord or begins with can. I think the thing people have trouble getting their minds around is it doesn't have to be the word can.
Right. So...
can is part of other words.
Okay, right. Well, I can't think of anything that starts with candle. I mean, I've tried that, actually, in my
mind. I just thought of one.
Oh, that's nice.
Stop flirting with me.
I would...
Yeah, okay, you're out.
I'm out.
So does that just leave John?
Can't Buy Me Love?
That's, well done,
how
sir.
How stupid am I? What is wrong with me?
I tried to tell you how stupid you were without coming out and saying it. Can't Stop the Music. Yeah. It goes on
I
and on.
I can think of our band. Like huh? Candle Mass. Yeah, that's right.
But movie-wise, there's Candle Shoe. Candle Shoe, remember that?
Candle Box, someone yelled out.
That's not a movie.
No, I know. So let's change this to Doug Loves Music.
So John won that round, right? And John is our winner overall.
Nicely done.
I don't think we're surprised at all.
No,
is that
I'm
right,
not.
David? No. He was using very big words backstage, so we were a little thought that would happen.
John Casale, an underdog story.
Yeah,
I mean, an underdog tale. Okay, so now it's that time where we are going to finally get to the Leonard Maltin game, and what we need from the audience is to show us your name tags. What a delightful array of name tags.
Oh, wow. I'll take the pizza.
Oh, someone brought a pizza.
Thank you.
Oh, what is that? There's a lady with a possum over there.
Amanda,
don't you have rules at this club? People could come into this club with a possum? It's like swinging a dead possum around over there. Screaming possum. I'm sorry, lady. Is that possum sleeping or pretending to sleep?
You have a delicious corporate pizza right there.
Oh, take it easy.
It's not a corporate pizza. No, it looks good. I thought it was because of the Papa John's. Mine is Sarah the Clock Tower because Back to the Future is my favorite movie.
Did Sarah know that?
I don't know. I don't know Sarah.
Mine too.
Okay. But why would the clock tower be called Sarah?
Because her name is Sarah.
But what does it say under that?
Save.
Oh, I get it now. She changes the word save to Sarah on the Save the Clock Tower piece of paper. Let's show everybody. Oh, but this is cute. It's got a little thing on the back so you can actually pin it to your shirt. Here, pin that on your shirt. Right. Have it hang on you like a special
child. You know, Sarah, if I wanted to wear my Back to the Future shirt, I would have. I'm wearing a Shining shirt. Thank you very much.
I just thought of something, you guys. I got to do something really quick. It may not be a very good payoff. We can cut this part out of the show if it's not as fun as I think it's going to be. But hang on a second here. I'm going to move this glass. I'm going to put this over here. Mm-hmm. Could you throw that possum up here? Here we go. Possum coming in. Oh, it's adorable. Now, were you going to let whoever picked this, were you going to let them keep it?
Hell no.
Hell no? Well, how would you feel? Do possums like cake? How do possums feel about cake? Because I'm going to dip it in cake and then throw it back at you. Oh, this is bad. Jared's going to be like, don't ever come to my club again. All that confetti and cake. Oh, this is disgusting.
Oh, do you really
want to? Yeah, I really want to do that. Why would you question this? Everyone's going to love it. Just throw it in the wash later. It'll be fine. I knew they'd be disappointed, but she looks so upset.
Did she call the Better Business Bureau?
Did she keep saying that possum's been through a lot? He's had a hard life. His parents abandoned him.
He overcame heroin.
Dropped out of school, picked up odd jobs. Now here he is getting dunked in cake.
How about we find out why it really did have a hard life?
It survived a fire and you're worried about cake?
The poor possum probably wants cake. Let him eat cake.
It would have been so cute watching him burrow through that cake. But out of respect to her and her dumb possum.
Fire possum.
Look at this cake. You really can't tell who it was happy birthday to. But it's disgusting. And we're going to, let's seriously throw it out in the middle of the street after the show. Watch cars drive through it. They'd probably drive around it. They'd probably be like, ooh, what's that blue dead thing? Such a gross color, too. All right, well, I had a fun idea. We'll cut that part out. People were so excited to see that happen. Oh, look at that frost. Anybody want some frosting? Little Miss Sunshine? Okay. Leonard Maltin game. Oh, John's playing for Brett, the original Maltin's Milk Balls, which is a reference to the Cake Boss calls it Maltin's Milk Balls. Cake Boss. And, Ice-T called it that. You're right. Ice-T. And so you're playing for Brett, and David is playing the pizzas from Amanda, and the clock tower, of course, is Sarah.
Everybody, Sarah the clock tower. If you do anything to the clock tower, make sure you Sarah it. John gets to go first. Then we'll just move across this way to David and then to Jared. And thank you, Jared, so much for having us again here at the Comedy Attic.
We love doing it.
Yeah, it's super fun. Let's see what kind of categories we got for you to choose from, John. Would you like to play at 5 Second Stare suggested Tango and Cash, which is films that feature strippers. At Gookie Cookie, Gookie_Cookie, suggested Run Forest Run, and that's movies where there is a chase in the forest. A forest chase. Or your third option, John, two letters, and that's a movie that only has two letters in the title. Which one of those would you like to play?
I'll do two letters.
Okay, this movie has two letters. Leonard Maltin says about this movie that it should have a 2.5-star rating on a scale of bomb to 4 stars. He says that this movie is about a person. It's about a person who is obsessed, and he also says that it is well acted by a no-name cast. He lists six names. He lists six no-names. So how many do you think it'll take you to get it, John?
Did you say the year?
No, I didn't. 1998. 2.5 stars. Obsessed person. And it's well acted. No name cast.
I'll do six names.
Okay. How many of those no names do you think you need, David?
Five.
Okay. Jared?
Go ahead and name that.
Okay. I'm just curious, David, why you didn't just ask John to name it.
I'm trying to think of two two-letter titles. Doesn't seem like there are a ton.
Okay, I'll give you your five names.
Okay.
And we'll see what you do with those five names. AJ or AJ Nadu. That's probably the biggest of the five names. Because I think he was in Office Space. Steven Perlman, Pamela Hart, Ben Shankman. Oh, I've heard of Ben Shankman. I know who that is. And Mark... Oh, wait. Yeah, you get five? Mark Margolis.
Oh.
What two-letter title do you think it is?
Oh. O-H.
That's not a thing. Oh. Oh, the Christopher Hewitt story. Behind the scenes of Mr. Belvedere. Oh! No, you don't get another guess. That was your guess.
That was my one guess.
And the correct answer is pie. P-I. Pie.
Damn. Well, that was close.
That was a tough one. And that means that Jared is on the board. He's got a point. Jared, check this out. I'm going to write that down. You're going to be so impressed.
Guys, he's writing it down.
Look at this. Jared, boom, 1 point.
I have a point.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's start with John and move towards Jared. And John gets to pick between the following categories. Would you like Bully? That's movies where someone is bullied. Or Peggy Sue Got Marley'd and Me. That's movies where Kathleen Turner dies. I'm just going to walk around like a weirdo. And your third option is Probst Protocol, as in Jeff Probst. And that's movies that take place all or in part in the wilderness. So which one of those would you like to play, John? Bully, Kathleen Turner, or Wilderness?
I'll do Bully.
Okay. This movie where somebody is bullied is from the year 1980. Leonard Maltin calls this movie pleasant. And he also says, did I say you guys gave it 2.5 stars?
It's from 1980. It's Pleasant, and it was filmed in and around Chicago. Yeah. And he lists about 8 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in?
We'll try 8.
Out of 8 names. Okay. 8 names.
Is it me or?
It goes to Jared because he challenged last time.
How many stars did you say?
2.5. Someone in the audience says.
1980. I'll go ahead and say name it.
Really?
1980? I mean, you know.
No, I don't know. Explain it to me. Don't you want to Sarah the Clock Tower?
I would love to. Yeah.
There's no way you're going to Sarah the Clock Tower with that kind of play.
Okay. Well, let's see if he can do it.
Okay. So how many names does he get?
8 names.
All 8 names.
All right. I can do it in 7 names. I can do it in 7 names.
I'm just saying.
I'll do it in 7 names, and I won't get it right, but that's fine.
Well, you also have about as much poker face as David Huntsberger usually has, because now we go to him.
I feel like I was scorned more when I didn't play the game appropriately, whereas Jared tried to play it right, and you coaxed him out of it. Put me in an awkward spot.
What do you mean he tried to play it right?
He wanted him to name it, and then you talked him out of it.
Well, I just pointed out what a fucking foolish move. Giving him all of the names. This isn't like so. This isn't Pi. This is a movie with people in it that when you hear their names, you might recall the name of the movie.
Are you saying AJ and Adu isn't a person?
No, I'm saying that he was the biggest name in Pi.
For whatever reason, I'll say 6 names.
I'm just trying to set you up. That's all this is.
I can feel that.
I'm just trying to drag you down. That's the
name that
that's
movie.
The whole point. Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah.
See what happens when you're David Huntsberger,
and you're an innocent victim of.
this game has a it has strategic elements that the guests sometimes forget about. So I was just trying to help.
But yeah, I think he has listened, and that was his strategy.
All right, well, we'll find out at the end if John would have known it with all 8 names. And the answer will be yes.
Yeah, what I figured. And then
Good chance he would know it. You never know. You never know. Weirder things have happened. But let's go ahead and do this. Let me find it. I lost it. What was the category?
Bully?
Bully.
Bully. Okay, Bully. So this has a bully in it. And it was from 1980, 2.5 stars, Pleasant, and filmed in and around Chicago. And this... 6 names?
6 names.
Yep. Are Craig Richard Nelson, Joan Cusack, John Houseman, Matt Dillon, Ruth Gordon, Martin Mull.
Very 80s cast. Matt Dillon is a youngster.
Yes, all of those people existed then.
Yes.
And did this movie in and around Chicago.
Chicago.
It's got a bully in it.
And the
okay, so you don't know it?
No.
Okay, so then, just for fun, the point has already been won, but just for laughs, the final 2 names are Adam Baldwin and Chris Makepeace. See, Jared wasn't so dumb, was he?
Paper Chase?
No. But John Houseman was in Paper Chase, so that's a good guess. But Chris Makepeace, you may recall, he was the little boy in Meatballs.
Flight of the Navigator?
And then, no. And then he went on to be bullied by Matt Dillon and protected by Adam Baldwin in My Bodyguard.
You're serious that you thought that he was going to get that?
I really thought that he might know something about a movie that had all those actual famous people in it. Matt Damon's like one of his first movies. Matt Damon was in it. Like he's in the background in one scene showing a guy, saying to a guy if he likes apples.
Well, that was Adam Baldwin's first movie, wasn't it?
Probably, yeah.
I should have known that, but...
Yeah. But anyway.
Big Adam Baldwin fan?
See? Actually, yeah.
He's so good on Chuck. He's so good not being related to the other Baldwins. He does that really well. All right, so the point goes to John for making David name it. Here I go, writing it down. And I'll never, I apologize to Jared. I will never question your strategy again. Because that would have been, you would have gotten a point. Yeah. Good job. It's just every time somebody does that, like Pete Holmes got all of the names of Devil Wears Prada. Somebody, probably T.J. Miller, let him get all the names. And then he didn't know the answer.
Right.
So I was wrong on that one, too. So I'm never going to say a word again. That'd be weird if I just stopped talking. Made you guys run it yourselves. All right. So we got a really tight, exciting match going. And since John just got the point, we'll start with Jared and go to David. And you get to pick the category, Jared. Would you like Diane Keaton? That's movies where Diane Keaton dies. At Fragrant Bleach suggested Top Build, and that's movies where this title, the movies are were mentioned tonight in Build a Title. So one of the movies we've already talked about tonight. So that's might give you a slight leg up. And then the third one would be the great, great category, speaking of Pete Holmes, Keep It Crispy. And that's movies where someone is set on fire.
I guess I'll do the Diane Keaton one.
Okay.
How's that spelled? D-Y-I-N apostrophe?
D-Y-I-N apostrophe. Diane.
All right.
He can write and spell. It's amazing.
So, like you're looking for a bonus point or something?
Just curious.
He's pondering.
Okay. So, Jared, this movie gets 3 stars from Leonard. He calls it warm-hearted. And he says that it is a comedy drama. And he also says that the cast couldn't be better. And yet, somehow, it only gets 3 stars. Out of 4. And he lists 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 names. 11 names. Let's go with 11 names. How many names do you think you get it? Did I say the year? The year is 2005. Diane Keaton.
I guess I'll go 9 names.
Okay. It's good to shrug when you announce how many names, because it tells the other players where you're at.
I'll say 8.
I'll go 7.
I'll have him name that movie.
Oh, here we go. This is for the win. David, you're completely out of it at this point.
Feels good. Guys, I'm all heart. I just tried really hard.
Are you going to start eating that pizza?
I just ate, but yes.
Probably. Thanks for bringing the pizza, Amanda.
Drown my sorrows.
Sorry, I didn't win for you. Is there a shithead written on the back of the pizza? Or?
There is not. Okay, you can
so
just use me.
She'll have to come up. No, she gets to name a shithead.
Oh, okay.
If you know, we'll
I
see
feel like I should have looked over every game I was playing. And just, I'm sorry.
No, you did great.
0 points. Thank you.
And it's a pepperoni pizza, but she threw like one jalapeno in there.
What? No, that's a standard, that's the obligatory pepper.
Oh, a pepper.
I'm willing to give this to someone if they'd like it.
Throw it at the possum lady. I just want to throw things and make a mess and stand too close to that speaker.
I could only do it with my left hand. There's no way I couldn't do it.
Okay, don't. That's okay. You're safe. You and the possum are safe for now.
But are they house?
What's your name, possum lady?
Nice.
Sherry, okay. Sherry the possum lady. Does she come to Comedy Attic a lot?
I don't know. I hope so.
I think you'd remember if somebody showed up all the time with a possum.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she does every time. She didn't even know what this was going to be today. She's just a lady with a possum. what's happening? We are going to start with... Oh, it's... Who has to name it? John has to name it?
Okay. 7 names.
And you get 7 names. Okay, here we go. Your 7 names are... And you want the clues again?
Sure.
Diane Keaton. Diane Keaton. 3 stars. 2005. Warm-hearted. Comedy drama. Cast couldn't be better. And the 9 people from that cast are
Paul Schneider, Elizabeth Reaser, Brian White, Ty Giordano, Rachel McAdams, Craig T. Nelson, Claire Danes, Luke Wilson, and Dermot Mulroney.
Is it the Family Stone?
That is correct, and John is our winner!
Well done, sir.
You did it! Amazing!
By the sweat of his brow.
Yeah, Denver. Did I do that right?
That was spot on.
I thought so, yeah. I'm almost as good of voices as Graham Elwood.
So let's go ahead and give the prizes to where's Brett at? Where are you sitting? Come on up here and get all your stuff. You might want to bring somebody with you to help carry it, because I don't know about this cake. It's a little ready to fall apart. The container's somebody took it off. Somebody took the container. No, you don't have to throw it in the street. It's yours to do with it whatever you want. But if I walk out after the show and there's cake all over the street, I'll be so happy. So here's the bags full of stuff. And once again, Landlock Records. And what's the name of the wine place again, Jared?
Brown County Winery.
Okay.
If it's brown, flush it down.
That's right. There you go. And that. Do you still have a record player so you can listen to that Richard Pryor? You think so? Yeah. Most of us don't know whether or not we have a record player. Or maybe. I have to look under the sink. There you go. Let's hear it for Brett, everybody.
Well done.
Oh, God. I got the pizza.
Hey, there's pizza on the floor if you want to let the possum come eat it.
Damn it.
Pizza possum.
Slid off the little pizza ramp.
And we need to find out if Sarah, oh, sorry, I have to tore that off of your shirt. Sarah needs to come up here and pick a shithead for me to name here at the end of the presentation. Here she comes.
You cannot lose any worse than Jared and I did.
Here, just write it down.
Yes,
here,
you any, can, because he want. Made me him win. Because I should have
I forced the win. That's what I do.
So you're alone. You suck. I was all right.
Yeah, you're the best. I'm sorry.
Just today.
Okay, and Amanda, come on up here, and you could also write down the shithead. Let me see if I can read that. Oh, that's a good one. You're just writing that white space right there. I know, there's a lot of weirdness on that piece of paper. A lot of build the title stuff. And what does that say?
Want some pizza? You could eat the whole thing?
I probably could, yeah. I mean, right? Because it's pink.
What is that? Don't worry about it. I'll say it. I don't want to say it, but I will.
You want a piece of pizza?
No, I don't want a piece of pizza. I just had a grilled PB&J backstage that. Remember when you brought me that? Remember you brought me that about an hour and 20 minutes ago? So let me ask you guys this. Is there anybody have... I got the shithead, so we're good to wrap it up. But does anybody have anything they want to plug or things that are... What's going on?
Well, I was
going
to say at the end of the show, when you go downstairs, they're going to hand everybody an admit to see the Beards of Comedy next week. So...
And who are the Beards of Comedy?
It is Joe Zimmerman and three other people whose names I don't know.
So tickets are sold out, is what you're saying.
Andy Sanford, I just remembered, and I would, and then there's, it's
TJ Young.
The official people are Andy Sanford, TJ Young, Dave Stone, and then one other guy, Joe Zimmerman.
Now, is Dave Stone still upset about Diane Keaton dying? He's in the Family Stone. David, what do you got to...
After the show, if you'd like to buy a CD, I'll have some over there. And
how much do those go for? Like a dollar?
Yeah, and then I bargain up from there. So we'll start at a dollar. I'm really good at haggling, guys.
It's like a swap meet for your two records?
Yeah. No, I'll do like 2 for $20 or something like that if you want.
Oh, that sounds
seems
great.
Like a reasonable deal.
I love your price. That's why I asked you how much you charge, because he's always like, whatever.
Sales.
2 for $20.
It's my passion. Love selling my art. And then June 16th, those of you listening in the Portland area, I will be at the Curious Comedy Theater.
And if you haven't listened to Professor Blastoff, take a gander at that. And
yeah, look at the podcast.
Just stare at it.
Yeah, just have a good look at it.
See what happens.
Oh, and my Twitter name is @HuntsburgerJunk.
Right.
That's my final plug.
Which is because all of your tweets are from the point of view of your genitals.
And they're in love with each other. It's a real asshole and genitals love affair down there.
What's the Twitter handle for Comedy Addict, Jared?
Yeah, it's just @ComedyAddict.
Okay, perfect. And John, do you have a Twitter?
I do, but I never use it. But all hate mail can go to johnondlm@gmail.com.
You should see if @sweatyhead is taken.
Did he just say his email address was a Douglas Movies email address?
I think he probably just got it or something.
johnondlm@gmail.com.
Yeah, he's going to be on like the Today Show tomorrow or something. It's like
I think he's going to be on the Tomorrow Show today.
We did a show here, David, yesterday at this time, and it was not this fucking hot in here yesterday at this time.
No, it was not.
Yeah, I don't know what's up.
I'm sweating about 12% less than John. I'm just making way more fun of him, but I'm very sweaty underneath here. Yesterday I wasn't.
You've
got a longer sleeve outfit.
Yeah, we don't have hair to cover it.
Oh, true.
I just have everything streaming down because no hair.
Somebody trying to bring us a towel.
I want to ask for things now. You have such a great staff of people that'll just bring shit. Like, I could use $100 for. Go get some drinks later. Now, and John, also, you start your new job tomorrow?
Yes, Monday.
Okay, and where is that? What city do you live in?
Indianapolis.
Okay, so we're going to smoke some bowls after this. And then you're going to get up bright and bushy-tailed for your new job tomorrow. Thank you to everybody who came here today, who came here yesterday, who might come again someday. Thank you to Sherry and her possum. At least she says possum, doesn't say opossum. When people say that, I just murder them right on the spot. Bash their fucking head in. Oh, I got some plugs. Almost forgot my plugs. Let's see. I'll be at the Funny Bone in Toledo, Ohio with David Huntsberger August 4th and 5th. Can you beat him as easily in Leonard Maltin game as John Casale? I wrote that before it even happened. Because he beat you yesterday,
and then
he beat you again today, and probably just beat you every time.
I look at his shirt. This guy's born to play Lynn Malton games.
I don't know what that means.
But anyway, thanks again to everybody involved in this show today. It's been a lot of fun, and as always, Milo Kiki is a shithead. Yeah. I thought that's where that one was going. And then also, Jay Leno is a shithead.